Cyberpunk Radio. In the jungle of your mind. In the jungle of the city. We are the truth. We are the cortex. Bow before us, you silly human bitches.
Yet the scriptures assure us.
Leaders who violate the public trust should never be given that trust again.
I am so turned on. I am so turned on. I am so turned on. I am so turned on.
Masters, the plans are exquisite.
This November, America faces an important decision. But is the choice really that difficult? Our opponent was filmed indoors in grainy black and white. Our candidate was filmed outside in fully saturated color. Our opponent is shown unsmiling, surrounded by ominous music meant to arouse suspicion. Our candidate is shown smiling, surrounded by inspirational music meant to arouse a feeling of safety and confidence. Our opponent is shown with people who might be special interest lobbyists. Our candidate is shown with people who might be members of his family. Look at how much they love him! When describing our opponent, we chose a font that was mechanical, crude, and threatening. When describing our candidate, we chose a font that was organic, soothing, and pleasant. We filmed our opponent in choppy slow motion from a down angle, making him appear shorter and weaker than he really is. Our candidate stands in real time from an up angle, making him appear larger and stronger than he truly is. Our opponent might consort with terrorist ninjas. We don't know. Our candidate fights terrorist ninjas. This November, make the obvious choice. Paid for by the committee to elect officials based entirely on their campaign ads.
Not really that interested in Murtha, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you the truth. I know he got everybody's dander up all last week, but I think he's just the useful idiot of the moment. He's just... I mean, I'm not taking away from his service in Vietnam. It's not his service that we are questioning. We're questioning his judgment here. What kind of serious hawk calls for withdrawals like this? He talks about that they portray this guy as a former hawk. I don't think he ever has been a hawk. In his career as a congressman, he advocated pulling out of Somalia, as I say. But it isn't about Murtha. Murtha's irrelevant in all this. This is about our troops and our national security. Murtha just getting his 15 minutes of fame like Cindy Sheehan got. And like Bill Burkett got. Bill Burkett got almost a year. The Jersey Girls, Richard Clark, Joseph Wilson, you name it. Just the latest member of the endless parade of personalities around whom the Democrats can circle and support.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco, bitches. Pirate Radio.
Since at least 1988, we Americans have lost our right to have our votes counted properly. Our votes are counted in secret by a few huge corporations, and the five big TV networks shield those corporations by a news blackout. This year, Diebold, ES&S, and Sequoia will count, quote-unquote, close to 90% of our votes in secret on secret programs only these companies have access to, and the big TV networks will never tell you what's happening. Since 1981, my supporters and I have identified this un-American outrage and the solution. Today, dozens of computer scientists are addressing the issue, including those at Caltech and MIT. Election night has become just another computer game. Paper ballots, hand-counted by you and your neighbors at the close of the election day, is the solution. Elections would be exciting and real again. A citizen's count at sundown. Please go to votefraud.org. That's votefraud.org.
Oh, that is so hot.
And by the way, folks, it is now official. What we suspected and kind of knew in our hearts all along can no longer be disputed. This election was stolen.
No corporate candy floss news, no political spin. Truth Radio by Internet. Here the expression is still free.
Chuck Hagel. When Hagel ran ESNS, the company sold the state of Nebraska electronic voting machines. Then Hagel left the company and in 1996 ran for Senate from Nebraska. Between 80 and 85% of the votes in this Nebraska Senate race were counted on machines that Hagel sold to that state. And lo and behold, he surprised the world by becoming the first elected Republican senator from Nebraska in 24 years. One Nebraska newspaper called Hagel's win a stunning upset. The Washington Post said that Hagel's Senate victory was, quote, the major Republican upset in the November election, close quote. According to Bev Harris of the Black Box Voting website, Hagel even won many largely African-American communities that had never before voted Republican. And this almost unbelievable voting result is achieved using machines that Hagel's own company sold to Nebraska, machines loaded with software that's kept hidden from the public.
The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
After being improperly provided to news organizations.
Welcome, Professor.
Visit mental. Asia. Visit.
They're
mental.
Controlling Asia. Our minds mental. With flu Asia. Shots. I mental. Knew it.
Okay, cyberpunks. I have something okay, in the dark. I have something in the dark. I have something in the dark. I have something in the dark.
We are living in a racist, sexist, class oppressive society. Am I right? Here's something else. The corporate media is lying to us. Am I right? Hello, indie media. Hello, people's media. Folks, something profound is happening. We have an anti-war movement that's growing. We have movements for social justice and racial equality coming together. We have the new burgeoning second generation voting rights that are coming together. And let me say, when you have the Green Party, progressive Democrats, socialists, and anarchists all working together to challenge the congressional certification, something important is happening. Something important is happening. Don't believe the corporate media, because we the people are rising. We the people are on the move. And I actually want to take a moment and say that I tried to run for president telling the truth as I saw it. So let me tell the truth. John Kerry is a corporatist, militarist sellout. That's the truth. But let's tell the full, and by the way, John Kerry voted for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. John Kerry voted for NAFTA. In fact, John Kerry has voted for every single trade agreement that's ever been presented to him. John Kerry opposes single-payer universal health care. John Kerry opposes raising the minimum wage to a living wage. John Kerry was with, hey, sister, it's so good to see you. John Kerry is part of the social, political, economic, and legal system that is destroying the planet, that is perpetuating racism and sexism. John Kerry is no progressive. But I got more truth to tell y'all, because we can't just tell the truth that we want to tell. We got to tell the whole truth. George Bush is and was worse. So what we have to do as progressives is find a way to work together. And here it is, y'all. We're already in the Green Party and Democrats working together as it relates to anti-war activities. We're already working together as it relates to social justice, prison abolition. How can we work together? Electoral reform, here it comes. Say it with me, three words that'll solve the spoiler problem. Instant runoff voting. Imagine a voting system, people, where you walk in and instead of having to choose between somebody that you hate, you get to vote for who you want. Imagine a system where you say, my first choice, my second choice, my third choice. Instant runoff voting allows progressives to work together at the ballot box. We can do this together. None of us can win alone. The reality is the future of the progressive movement lies in respectful coalition. So to progressive Democrats, I say, and I challenge respectfully, the Green Party has a right to exist. The Green Party is not going away. The Green Party is getting larger. The Green Party is getting stronger. And the Green Party is getting better organized with every election cycle. And I want to say that in the 2004 election, the Green Party grew 5%. 5% more registered Greens. We elected more people to local office than we started with. And the Green Party was unflinching in articulating a message of peace, social justice, ecology, and real democracy. And there is a new coalition forming called United Progressives for Democracy, Up for Democracy. We've got people handing out flyers on that. Ted Glick from the Independent Progressive Politics Network, Diane Seamus as well. I want y'all to hook up with us. We got to start working together. We can work together. And remember this. Social change in this country has always followed a trajectory, a path. It takes a broad and deep social movement in the streets, and it takes a political party running for office on that agenda. One or the other will not suffice. You see, if you have a social movement that is broad, deep, and active, but all you have are corporatist militarists to vote for on election day, you get taken for granted, right? And let me tell you something, folks. As a voter, if you get taken for granted, you've just been taken. But if you only have a political party and you think that you can get social change by just voting every 2 and 4 years, you're wasting your time. Right? If you want social change and all you ever do is vote, you are wasting your time. But if you want social change and you don't vote for candidates who are articulating and advocating social change, you're wasting an opportunity. And lastly, if you want social change and you vote for corporatist militarists who are opposed to it, you're working against your own interests. So think about this, y'all. I say that it takes, that's right, I'm from Texas. I'm going to own that right now. I'm from Texas, and I'm here to make amends. Because George Bush might be from there, but you know what? So is Barbara Jordan. So is Molly Ivins. So is Jim Hightower. And so is David Cobb. So it ain't all bad, y'all. But think about this. If there's going to be a real systemic social justice revolution in this country, it's going to take people in the streets, it's going to take people working at the ballot box, and it's going to take us engaged actively in resistance all the time. So, it took alternative political parties. I see, and I will close it down. It took alternative so-called third parties to advocate for ending slavery, women getting the right to vote, creating the Social Security Administration and unemployment insurance, workers' compensation laws, pure food and drug laws, ending child labor, the direct election of the United States Senate. The reality is the entire fabric of what we today would agree to be the bare damn minimum for a just and compassionate society, that fabric had to be woven together by third parties before us. So today, if you want to live in a society that will end war as foreign policy, if you want to live in a society where health care will be a fundamental human right, if you want to have elections that are publicly funded by the people instead of corporations, if you want to live in a society that will grapple with the racism and sexism that is endemic to it, you got to be willing to join and vote for the only political party running candidates on that agenda. That party is the Green Party. I urge you, register green, vote green, get involved.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to Carl, and the odd thing about Carl is that there's no question part of this is an act. But on the other hand, there is something almost delusional about Carl. Sometimes he looks and sees what he wants to see, even if in looking he's seen deeper than most of us.
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
Well, you know, I've known Carl for 15 years, and I never underestimated it. Why is Carl so confident? There is another explanation here. It's that he's in their heads, and he knows it. Carl has the ability to get into the minds and scare them to death because the apparatus that he's put together, this machine we back, somebody told me, never bet against Carl, and I'm not betting against him today.
Depths of the Pluripedia Group, MentalEscher.net presents
Cyberpunk Radio, Cyberpunk Radio, Cyberpunk Radio.
Def Weezer, a.k.a.
MentalEscher.
A.K.A.
Guy's name is Carl, actually. And out him here.
His name is not Mental Escher?
No, he actually has a human name.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he's not, contrary to popular belief, he is not a robot.
I thought he was a cyborg.
No, he's just Carl.
I'm going to have to unsubscribe.
Now,
he's pushing your buttons.
Yeah, you push the right buttons.
Well, I find his podcast to be entertaining. Lots of random elements just kind of like thrown in there. All of it combining into this weird soup of you know.
The thing about this podcast, and Mental Escher, it has the most distinct identity.
It certainly does.
Of any podcast out there. I mean, yeah. There's no way in hell you will mistake his podcast for any other podcast.
It's kind of amazing when you think about how many levels it's functioning out.
It's perfectly named.
Yeah,
Cyberpunk Radio, because it was very like technology had sort of dehumanized the world and
extrapolating on them, using them, and I think that the Mental Escher show really kind of, it does.
It is very cyberpunk. I don't think it's genius, but I think it's really effective. He conveys that you'll get it there.
You definitely will. Certainly
sends that
has
message.
That. Yeah, it sends that message.
Okay.
Well, I agree.
It's to be expected that there's going to be a certain amount of, like, fuck you know?
Oh, that is so hot. That is so hot.
That distant so hot. Entities that of so some hot. Sort so keep track of everything that happens on the internet.
Promo. Mental Escher.
I'm going to go with Mental Escher.
A.K.A. Def Weezer, A.K.A.
Mental Escher. Now, Mental Escher, right?
Yeah.
I have to pick Mental Escher.
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher.
And that leaves us with Mental Escher. And Mental Escher by Carl somebody or other, who is a robot.